Yesterday we spoke to the mayor, Denise Knight, about developer contributions, the concerns they have, and it's not just the council in Coffs Harbour that has concerns, it's all the councils across New South Wales about developer contributions and a new plan that the New South Wales state government has to have those contributions go directly to them. This is something that was in a mayoral minute last Thursday in the council meeting. The concerns, like I said, are not just from this council. So before you kind of go, well, you know, Coffs Harbour City Council this or that, you know, it's all the councils that have the concern, and it's all the councils that it would impact. This is what the mayor had to say yesterday.
It's not really that complicated. We use developer contributions to help with infrastructure, you know, roads, drainage, footpaths, surf clubs, playgrounds, things like that. So when a developer wants to build something, they pay council a certain amount of money, and that money goes toward the whole of our local government area to, as I said, build playgrounds, support surf clubs, that sort of thing. What is happening now is the state government wants to remove that from local government and keep it for themselves. And that is not going to be acceptable, because if that happens, the rates will go up and it will be all of us that are affected by that. The rates will go up in order to pay for the things that the developer contribution paid for.
So that was the mayor yesterday on this program. We sent an email yesterday to Gurmesh Singh, the local member, because ultimately, as she mentioned, that she and Councillor Keith Rhodes will be meeting with Gurmesh on Tuesday about the issue to discuss it with him. So we thought, well, we need to find out more information for you, for the community, because if it's a concern that you have as well, well, you too need to be knocking on the door of Gurmesh Singh, who is the local member, who is essentially your representative in the state government that's making that decision. So we wrote to Gurmesh yesterday saying, following the council's meeting last Thursday and the mayor's chat with us this morning, yesterday, the mayor mentioned that she would be meeting with you next week. Do you support the plan for developer contributions to be taken away from New South Wales councils and go straight to New South Wales government? He's written back to us just after six this morning saying, "Hi, Moffy. Council have made some assumptions about this bill that are incorrect. Control of developer contributions will still rest with local government." Really? Okay. And then he says, before providing more detailed comment, "I would like to hear from Councillor Knight and Councillor Rhodes in more detail. I'm meeting with them next week and will have more to say on the matter after I have been able to hear their specific concerns." So I wrote back saying, "Thanks, Gurmesh, further to this. In its current state and planned state, do you support it?" Because prior to obviously speaking with Denise or Keith, surely he would have an opinion of whether he supports it or not. He's responded back to us saying, "Given that Coffs Harbour City Council has tens of millions in unspent contributions and grants, I do support the need for reform in this area, but given the complexity of the bill, I would like to hear from Councillor Knight and Councillor Rhodes to hear their interpretations. Any talk of rate rises is unwarranted scaremongering, and I hope council isn't using this as a smokescreen to increase our rates by stealth." So that's the response from our local member. We will get in touch with the council to get them to send through, and I might actually, to Gurmesh as well, to send through details of where those tens of millions of dollars in unspent contributions and grants are, just for clarity for you as well. So this isn't going away anywhere anytime soon.